Sounds good.
Okay, so James Judd, you're part of the committee that operates the Euro Porter lanes, is that right?
Yes, I am.
All right, do you have a title or a position with it, or just committee member?
Just a board member on the board of directors.
Okay, good. So tell me, you're proposing a minor-ish renovation to the building there.
Yeah, so we introduced the golf simulator in December. It's been going really well. So seeing the amount of individuals that are interested in the simulator, they've been bringing on friends and family to come and watch. So we have a room adjoining the simulator room that we're looking at opening up so that we can have more individuals checking out the simulator, enjoying that environment, which is definitely going to help us for some fundraising opportunities when we look at more golf tournaments in the future. That way there we'll be able to actually extend the maximum capacity for that golf room by 35 individuals, which is going to open up a more enjoyable environment for the golfers and the patrons that are watching, but also help bring in some more revenue for the bowling alley, which is a non-for-profit, so that we could actually rent out that area for different types of parties and events, whether it be for company parties or birthday parties. That way there we could expand a little bit while we have the bowling side running and then have the golf side running separately as well.
Okay, the town owns that building, so you've presented it to council. What kind of reaction have you gotten so far?
We've had a lot of great support from the council and from the town of Iroquois Falls. When we introduced the golf simulator to raise the revenue of that building, which, like you said, it is a town building, they were all for it. When it comes down to the renovations, which, as you mentioned, they are minor, across the board on for all the councillors and as well as Mayor Tory Delorier, they basically said, we've got a great momentum going right now and they don't want to interfere by any means. We've been doing a lot of work and bringing a lot of new things to Iroquois Falls, so it's been very supportive.
How much will this cost and who will pay for it?
So this is going to be paid by Earl Porter Lanes itself, so the non-for-profit. Cost-wise, it's going to be very minimal. We're not looking at thousands of dollars. It's literally just opening up a small area within the room, nothing structural by any means, just to allow access between the two rooms.
All right. Tell me now a little bit more about Earl Porter Lanes. It's non-profit. What does it support?
So it is non-for-profit. Earl Porter Lanes was originally opened up to give the special needs community a place to work. So we've been behind that 100%. So we do have community living coming in and doing some of the janitorial duties. So our goal moving forward is we want to create a recreational facility and not only a bowling alley, which is why we introduced the golf simulator in December. Also with the special needs community, there come some challenges. Myself, I'm a father of two special needs children. That's why I actually jumped onto the board. So I have one son with autism and the other one with cerebral palsy. So when it comes down to it, this establishment is really the only place where it's inclusive for everybody with physical needs, also as special needs. So Earl Porter Lane staying open was huge on a personal side of things. So upping the revenue has been very important. But we have one room that's open right now that's not being used. Our goal is to turn that into a snooze room, as they call it, or a sensory room. So this is basically going to be the first one of its kind in the area. They do have them within the schools, but they don't have one in a public place where it gives a safe space for our special needs community to be able to reset when the environment gets a little bit too overwhelming. And we also want that room to double as a place for the different therapists that come to town, like occupational therapists, speech therapists through the Children's Treatment Center. As of right now, they have to do home visits. Excuse me, because we don't have those types of individuals locally. So they're coming in from the Timmins area, which means they're knocking on doors, basically doing the different therapies in-house. Well, we want this room to be a localized area where they could book all of these appointments to make a safe space for the children as well as the therapists themselves.
Great idea. Great idea. How long has the committee been operating EPL rather than community living?
So the committee's been around for quite some time. Our president, Elizabeth King, as well as some other individuals, basically came up with a Save the Lanes committee when there was talks about EPL shutting down. The community's backed it 100%. Since that time, we've seen a lot more people coming out to bowl, as well as with the golf that's been going on. The numbers have skyrocketed, which has made Earl Port Lanes a huge success. Myself, I've only been on the board since June, but in that short period of time that I've been on the board, I've seen a lot of great changes happening within that building.
And you're still providing jobs to people with special needs?
Yes, 100%. We do, like I said, we do a lot of work with community living. We do some special bowling days as well with the community living residents, also the elderly. We've got our league nights going. We have the kids involved. It's been a great space for everybody.
All right. Do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
No, I truly appreciate this interview with in regards to Earl Port Lanes. The board's been working hard, and you could expect a lot more events and activities in the near future.
All right. Well, you know what? Don't be afraid to reach out when you've got that going on or when you decide to go ahead with the snooze room. I think it's called a snoozling room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Room.
Okay. I've seen one at Roger's house in Ottawa, the palliative care place for kids.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's amazing, just amazing. And it's so easy to understand how that's a calming thing. So
yeah, exactly. It gives them that opportunity to kind of reset, because especially with the bowling alley having all the different noises with the pins and people enjoying themselves and yelling and cheering, it could be very overwhelming for the special needs community. So now it gives them a chance to kind of reset and then get back in on the fun.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, good work. Thank you. Yeah, like I say, don't be afraid to reach out when anything like this is going on. The only guarantee I make is that if I don't know about something, I guarantee you won't get any coverage. Okay?
Yeah,
and good. Yeah, and I don't know if I'll get this up on the air and on the website today, but later this week for sure. And I'm going to post our entire interview with the web story, because you go into so much more background that I don't have the time to cover. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
For sure. And do you mind emailing me the link for?
Once I get the web story up. Yeah. Sure. Sure. We'll do.
That'd be great.
Email address here. Yeah, I do have your email, because I sent you the link for the interview. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, James. Have a great day.
Yeah. You too. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Bye.
Take care.